This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight. Wanna let loose.
Welcome back to my podcast, you guys. You guys know that I like to set the theme. Leave my music, because I love music. Not a yes sir, and Dr. Baker brings the thunder. So I think he chose the perfect song with what we're going to talk about today. And I know you can't see it over here, but we're here. Jumping. Thunder. Okay, we're done. It's just to get those vibes.
Good game.
The thunder. Yeah. All right, you guys, like I said, welcome back. So you know that my theme this month has been chiropractic. So I took you through the journey of telling you my amazing story, how chiropractic gave me my life back. And then we dove into really nitty gritty, juicy stuff about pediatric chiropractic. And so today I have one of my really dear friends, actually Dr. Stephen Baker, and we're going to really dive into chiropractic and the immune system because I think this is so relevant as of right now because we have a society that's, I don't know, not empowered, and they're really scared. And so I think this is just a perfect topic to end my theme of chiropractic for March. So thank you, Dr. Baker, for being on with me.
And, absolutely.
I think where I want to go with this is I think we have to go back to 1918. Okay. We're going to go back to 1918. That was a long time ago. And if you guys didn't know, well, I'm going to let Dr. Baker explain it because he's better at it than me. But basically,
so,
go ahead.
1918, I don't know if you guys remember, but that was a Spanish flu. And so there's all kinds of people dying from the flu. And at the time, one thing that a lot of people don't know is at the time, by the way, chiropractic was basically started in 1895. And so 1895, this guy named D.D. Palmer grabs his janitor who's deaf and he brings him in and he adjusts his neck and the janitor gets his hearing back and he's like, oh my God, like I've discovered the cure for deafness. And so he goes on Instagram, he goes on Twitter and Facebook back in 1895 and he tells everybody in the world that, hey, if you get your neck adjusted, you'll get your hearing back. So all these deaf people come to Davenport, Iowa, and nobody gets their hearing back. And he looks like a total jackass. But what happened was then next thing you know, these people are like, hey, I don't have a headache. Hey, that weird digestive thing is gone. Hey, that rash went away. He's like, wait a second. There's something to this, like moving a bone and people getting healthier. And then that's how chiropractic started. So fast forward into the 1900s, we're killing it as chiropractors because when we're adjusting people, they get better. And it's not like medicine. So the medical doctors get pissed and they want to basically eliminate chiropractors because people go to them, they stay sick. People come to us, they get better. That hasn't changed in 100 years.
Imagine that.
And then, so then they're on the verge of wiping out chiropractic as a profession, and then boom, hits the 1918 flu. And so the 1918 flu hits and, you know, a couple people died, like a lot.
Yes, a lot.
Except who didn't die?
The people who got adjusted. And you guys, there's research. I'll put it in the show notes to actually show you the actual research. It's amazing that these people who actually got adjusted, they ended up not dying. And the people who didn't get adjusted, they died of the flu. And why is that? I want to talk about like what happens inside the body when you're adjusted that helps your immune system. And why did these people not die?
Great question. And I want to dive into that and take it from a few different angles. So 1918, chiropractors step up to the scene and start adjusting people. And that was literally what saved our profession, was because people weren't dying. And all of our patients are like, dude, because they were putting chiropractors in jail. Literally, yeah. Chiropractors are getting arrested and being charged for practicing medicine without a license. And the people that are getting adjusted, these patients are like banging down the door of the jail, like, let my doctor out. This is insane. So our profession was saved. It still gets ridiculed and everything else because they still don't want us around. But fast forward 102 years, and now what do we have? Instead of the pandemic of the flu, we have the, and I'm doing major air quotes here, pandemic of coronavirus. And guess what? Guess who's still the healthiest? Medical doctors' patients or?
Chiropractic patients.
Come on, man. I'm going to do a Joey B every now and then, you know, come on, man. And listen, I adjusted, I think I have at least 50 patients who got coronavirus in the last year, and not a single one of them have had long-term lasting issues with it. No one died. No one had any major, major complications. The majority of them rolled right through it like it was a common cold. And keep in mind, I'm sitting there. I laid hands on these people. I breathe the same air. They did not have a mask on. I didn't have a mask on. I'm adjusting them. And by the way, that's my choice. And I have the right to do that. And that's in my scope of practice. So if you don't like that, pack sand. Additionally, and the point of that is all these people that I'm adjusting, whether they're 2 years old or 100, I'm not getting coronavirus. And if I did, I didn't really notice it because I also have, I'm also under chiropractic care and my immune system's getting stronger as well.
Yeah, so let's talk about what happens inside the body. Like, I think people are thinking, like, you know, chiropractic, yeah, you get your back out of pain, your golf swing gets better. Like, what actually goes on and happens with inside the body that makes it so it boosts or not supports your immune system?
Yeah, well, a couple ways to look at it. Number one is your body has basically a gas and a brake in your nerve system. So the gas is what's called the sympathetic nervous system and or fight or flight. So you got to get something done. You're being chased by somebody. You literally are about to get robbed. You got to throw up your hands and get after it. The other part of your nervous system is the brake, and that's the parasympathetic or the rest and digest. So the normal healthy person is able to go into sympathetic and then back down to parasympathetic and fluctuate between these two throughout your day because you got demands and you got to be able to relax and chill and go to sleep or become sexually aroused. You can't do that when you're stuck in the fight or flight.
Right.
So
that's why we're talking about the V word today, not vagina vaccines.
I'm going back to immune system. So you have to be able to fluctuate back and forth, and the average person is stuck in a fight or flight, stuck in a stress because of that. We're constantly stimulated. We have deadlines. We've got like nobody really practices peace management. It's just stress and chaos.
Exactly.
Your body, just so you guys know, it does not know the difference between you being stressed out about a deadline or your kids versus you being chased by a wild animal while you're out camping. It's still the same survival mechanism. So stress levels go up. Cortisol levels go up. When your cortisol levels go up, you have these things in your body called immunoglobulins. It's part of your immune system. It's part of your innate immunity, which means that it's not specific to an invader. It's like whatever the heck tries to get in, boom, we're going to take it out. Your immunoglobulin count actually goes down when cortisol levels go up. Let me say that in very simple. When you're stressed out, your immune system goes down. And so one of the best ways to affect your stress and your sympathetic nerve system is by getting adjusted. And it's a word called mechanoreception. Whenever you have two bones that meet, there's a joint, and that joint has mechanoreceptors. When that joint moves, it sends signals through the nerve up the spinal cord of the brain and automatically reduces the fight or flight or stress and puts you into this more rest and digest. which is the reason why when you go for a long run, right? Anybody that works out, anybody that does classes like you lead, anybody that goes for a long run or has a great workout, you get that feeling of like a little bit of euphoria. Like yes. There's a thing called a runner's high for a reason. That's because each one of your feet has 26 bones. And when you're running, 26 bones moving back and forth send signals to your brain and reduces the stress. Well, even better than that is when we come up and we do a chiropractic adjustment because we're putting direct stimulus right into your spinal cord and calming down your nerve system, therefore lowering cortisol levels, increasing immunoglobulins, and giving your immune system a better chance at fighting whatever comes in.
So that's basically what happened in 1918 then. The people who got adjusted, their body was able to rest and it was able to support their body in order to heal from the flu naturally when they got adjusted. Besides, well, back then they didn't even have antibiotics and things, and I think that's why a lot of people died, right? Because they just didn't have even what we have now for COVID, which is like zinc, hydrochloroquine or whatever. So is that what you think that happened? Is that they just had that support so they were able to rest and get through the flu naturally?
Well, you know, when you sleep is when you heal. And so, yes, whenever you have that stress response come down, you have more parasympathetic activity, you're going to be able to go to sleep easier, you're going to be able to sleep better, and so therefore you're going to heal faster. Additionally, a large portion, and they didn't know this back in 1918, but a large portion of your immune system is in your gut, and your gut literally is from your nose and mouth all the way through your butt. So it's just cool that it rhymes. Like, we didn't have to make that up.
I know.
If you think about it another way, because your nervous system controls every single part of your body, your brain has to communicate with every one of your trillions of cells. And so for your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your food to digest, your brain has to send this information intelligence through your nerve system to that area. So we know that if I cut all the nerves to your gut would die because it's not connected to the mainframe. Now, instead of cutting the nerves, if I put constant pressure on the nerve that goes to your digestive tract, your large intestine, it's pretty clear that your large intestine is not going to function as well as it would otherwise.
And you're going to have issues.
Right. And so in chiropractic, we talk about subluxation. Subluxation is when two vertebrae are stuck and don't move. Now, that does a number of different things to your nerve system, but to keep it really simple, it creates inflammation. The inflammation is what puts pressure on the nerve. Therefore, wherever that nerve goes, that part of the body can't function at 100%. So you come into a great chiropractor's office, they check you for subluxation, and they adjust where the nerves go to your large intestine. Your intestine works better. Your immune system has to work better. There's all kinds of different things that are going to happen. And the last thing, and one other thing, there's a lot more, but there's a thing called interleukin 1 and interleukin 2, which are ultimately part of your immune system. And it's been shown multiple times in different studies that when you get a chiropractic adjustment, it actually boosts or increases your body's production of what's called interleukin 2. Ultimately, it's putting more good guys on the scene to fight invaders, real simply put.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's so simple, you know. I think that's one of the things is people are just like complicating this so much and thinking that all these external sources like a mask, a vaccine, all of these external things when really it's internally, right? It's internal wellness. It's about getting your immune system in check, your nervous system in check. And so I don't know, like what do you feel like people need to be empowered to know that these solutions are there. They're just so simple. And nothing that we really need for our immune system is external. I mean, yeah, we can take like some garlic honey and some elderberry. But I mean, really, if your nervous system is out of whack, it's not going to heal, digest. Your immune system's not going to get stronger. And so, like, what do you feel like people need to be empowered to know, like, how simple this really is?
Well,
and they don't need a vaccine. They don't need a, like.
No. I'll tear that apart in a second. first of all, health comes from above, down, inside, out. And so there's a thing in chiropractic called ADIO. It's above, down, inside, out. Nothing with health happens from the outside in. It doesn't come from below and outside in. Meaning that everything I need, everything you need, if you're listening or watching this, you already got it. It's called innate intelligence. You were born with it. The fact that you went from two cells to this, come on, man.
I know, right?
That is a miracle in itself. You've done it like what, 17 times?
Five times.
Five.
I have five kids. So.
Sorry, five kids. We have two. So between the two of us, that's seven times that two cells have come together and created a human without you or my wife. Even though you're both amazing moms, amazing women, neither one of you guys had to say or do anything. And so How do we get so far away from watching that and then thinking that we need a mask to protect us from a virus, watching that and then trusting Anthony Fauci more than the person that created this whole thing? Right?
Exactly.
That's distorted. That's when you have disease. That is some deception right there. So above, down, inside out, innate intelligence comes from within you. And I have a mask on 24/7, by the way. It's called an immune system.
Right, you are the mask.
I am the mask.
It's a post I did on my Instagram. It's called You Are the Mask. Like you, nothing else is the mask except for you.
When I have a runny nose, that's the mask, right? Because that's actually a sign that my body has taken a bacteria or virus, kicked the crap out of it, and now it's ejecting it out of my body with mucus. It's also a sign that my body is putting a line of defense in my nose and mouth to make sure that things don't get into my body. And so one of the biggest issues with vaccines, and by the way, this isn't a vaccine, obviously. This is a gene therapy to kill old people and people of color. It just is what it is. That's part of the agenda and the plan. I'm sorry if that offends you, but it's truth. But the reason why it'll never work is because your bypass, the reason why vaccines don't work, all they do is suppress your immune system so that you don't express any symptoms when you have an infection. I would rather express a symptom when I have an infection and know my body's working to kill it than just let it chill out in my body and harbor and hang out there. The reason why it can't work is because you're bypassing any and all natural and normal pathways of defense. If they wanted to do a vaccine that would work for COVID, what they would do is they would actually isolate the virus, which they can't and haven't. They would take it and they would do something to it so it doesn't create as much of a problem, weaken it, attenuate it, whatever. And then they would literally put it into your mouth or nose. Like if you really want to be a scientist, Anthony Fauci, like pull it together. It doesn't come out of a needle, bro. You go like this and you breathe it in because that's the natural way your body would be exposed to the coronavirus. So if we want to talk about an effective vaccine, which we don't and never will have one for coronavirus, but if you put somebody with half a brain in a lab, you would administer it the same way that you would get it in nature. Right? Paul Offit, good job, buddy. Paul Offit's the one that developed the rotavirus vaccine. Well, your kids get rotavirus by eating other kids' poop. It's a fecal oral disease. And so literally one kid's got rotavirus, wipes his ass, and then puts it on a book, and your kid's like, oh, I want to read the book. He doesn't know any, because next thing you know, he's like, oh, these bananas are really yummy. And then your kid's got rotavirus.
Right.
So at least Paul Offit thought of like, let's give the kids the rotavirus vaccine as an oral thing because that's how they would naturally get it. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying at least he's a little one step ahead of Fauci.
Well, and don't you think I find it so interesting too that people think that they can just avoid when really our immune system was always meant to conquer. Think about a baby for a minute. You know why a baby puts its hands in its mouth like all the time, right? It's picking stuff up. It's because it's the exchange of microbes. That's how a baby builds up their immune system. Like, we're never meant to just avoid germs. Like, we have millions and thousands of germs, all different kinds. And so we should all be dead, right? Like, we should. Well, and so I feel like, why is it so avoidance? I feel like it's going to make it worse because then when we actually go out into the world and, you know, contract with these microbes, then we're going to be even sicker because we haven't done anything to build up our immune system. How do you get a strong immune system? You have to have viruses and bacteria. So your body knows to create those antibodies. And it has to be naturally, right? It can't be through artificial immunity, like through a vaccination.
So your body, I mean, I just think it's so ridiculous when I watch people try to hide from one virus and they don't even realize that they have what's called a virome within them. Like literally a large portion of your body is literally made up of viruses. Like the viruses outnumber the cells. The bacteria outnumber your cells. So
sterile isn't the goal, right?
You are more virus and bacteria than you are even a human cell. So, and then you're running around trying to hide from the one boogeyman, like the one boogeyman that everybody tells you to be worried about. Pull it together. Come on. And you're, like you said, you talk about the microbiome. Every time I walk in the grocery store and I watch somebody walk up and rub down the cart and rub down their hands, I'm like, oh, You poor thing. You're so lost. Like I used to get mad at him. Like, you're so stupid. But now I'm shifting, right? Having some compassion, and I'm shifting to like, God, you've been watching TV too much. You poor thing. You actually believe all this shit they tell you.
Right. Well, nothing's making sense. I told this on my stories the other day. So the guy at Costco had this other sign on his name tag, and it said, "Please stand 6 feet away. I'm social distancing." And I forgot you're supposed to put your card up to the plexiglass, right? Because plexiglass, like, saves you. No, it's so I forgot to do it. I put it down, and he, like, glares at me. He, like, takes his little scanner tool and, like, was pushing my card to, like, scan it. But then he touched all my groceries that I just touched and put in my cart with no – and I just thought I was – sad for him. I was like, I'm so sad you're living in that much fear because nothing you just did made any sense. And like I said, why do we want to avoid, avoid, avoid? It's like, and then nothing is making sense. A mask, you touch this, but you can't touch that.
You
could go here, but you can't.
Rubber gloves on, and you're like, and you're touching your face and everything. Take the mask off and pick your nose and put it back on. Yeah, it's.
I know. It's almost getting to where, I don't know, I feel like it's above stupidity, or I don't even know what the word is now.
I had a dream the other day, and I haven't told anybody but my wife about this dream. I don't remember where I was, but I walked in. I was in a store, no specific store, and I looked around, and nobody's wearing a mask. And my first thought was like, whoa, like, this is cool. What store is this? Like, yeah. Where am I? And everybody's happy and smiling and like talking to each other and interacting and like shaking hands and hugging. I'm like, okay, this is the utopia I was looking for. And I walked up and I go, hey, I support everything. Please don't take me wrong, but I got to ask, why is nobody wearing a mask? And the guy looked at me and he goes, didn't you hear? They told us we didn't have to.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, oh, so this wasn't your idea. This wasn't you being an independent thinker. This wasn't you actually just being over this whole thing that's lasted for over a year. You just were told, and okay, you just decided to obey.
Right. Well, that's why people are wearing 2 and 3 masks, right? Because people are like, oh, let's just wear the mask for a month. And then they told us then we will have to wear them. And then it went from 2 to 3. And that's why when people tell me too, like, oh, I've had a lot of people say, you know what, I'm just getting it. So then I'll be able to travel the vaccine. I'm just like, so then we can go back to normal. I'm like, do you really think that's going to happen, that we're going to go back to normal just because you take an experimental gene therapy? And so I feel like there's just so much disempowerment, but it comes from, you know, lots of censorship, lots of top down or just fear. And I talked about this in my COVID post, if you guys haven't, like 1 year anniversary post. And I talked a lot about fear, you guys. Fear is like, who is the author of fear? We know who the author of fear, but fear gets people to do so many things. And it's really the whole breeding of why where we're at is because people are fearful. But just like Dr. Baker said, you don't have to be fearful because you already have it within inside of you. Okay. You just have to do like the proper things, getting adjusted. You know, I mean, why is anyone not talked about that? Why is anyone not talked about drinking good water?
You can't make money on that.
You know what I mean? Like exercise, sleep. Like no one's talking about the things that support our bodies internally. And especially with chiropractic, you guys, I've noticed such a big difference even with my own kids. My own kids have never been on antibiotics getting adjusted. You know, so many kids, you know, coming into my husband's office too, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it, Dr. Baker, just so sick, runny noses, chronic croup, and then they all of a sudden get better because they're getting adjusted. And how amazing is that? Because we have this innate intelligence inside of us that just, and here's the deal, chiropractors, they just remove the subluxation, right? Your body does the healing. And isn't that the most, like, you are the hero in this. We are. Our bodies are the hero. Not chiropractic, not anything. The chiropractic just removes that interference. And
we're just a conduit, and I'm thankful all the time. I thank God every day that I'm a conduit for, because he's the one that heals, not me. And yeah, chiropractic is the only profession that doesn't treat anything. And I'm not picking on other professions, but acupuncture treats something. Naturopathy treats something. Modern medicine treats something. Physical therapy treats something. Chiropractic is the only profession in the world that at least if you're a good chiropractor, and yes, I'm talking trash to you if you're watching and you think you treat something as a chiropractor. Stop trying to be a medical doctor without a license. That's why you got put in jail back in the 1900s. Quit.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't treat anything. We remove the interference so your body can heal itself, period. And we take no credit for results. We take no credit for lack of results because I don't know how long it's going to take for you to get better. I can't sit there and tell you that with this adjustment, you will just automatically no longer have corona or the cold. Listen, I don't know. My job is to figure out where is the interference, where is the subluxation? Remove that and step back and watch awesome happen. That's chiropractic.
Yes.
And then if I can help you out with getting you to understand what to put in your mouth or what not to put in your mouth, what to allow into your mind, those are things that I can help you with. But ultimately, that's still a DIY. It's still a thing that you got to do on your own. And,
right.
And this life, this thing called health is easy because here's what you do.
Yes,
you understand.
So
you understand that anything interfering with your body's ability to heal makes you sick. Period. There's no other way around that. There is no
Absolutely.
Neutral. You guys, you don't get to live in neutral. You don't get to just put it on pause for a couple days or a couple years. You are either getting healthier or sicker. That's it. And so, if you can understand that, then it becomes pretty easy to identify what is going to make you healthier or sicker. If you watch the news and you're in fear and you're stressed out all the time, do you think that makes you healthier? You only get a yes or no. You don't get a maybe.
Exactly.
The answer is no. If I hand you an apple or a Snickers bar and I'm like, which one do you think will make you healthier? Durr.
Yeah, apple.
Right?
Yeah.
So like that's nutrition. That's how easy nutrition is. If I say, okay, your spine's all stuck and locked up and there's inflammation, your back hurts and there's pressure on the nerves shutting down your organs, or you have a fully functioning spine, there's no pressure on the nerves in your organ. Which one do you think is going to lead to longer, like longevity and less the hospital bills? So health is that simple. And I'm excited about this episode we're doing because, man, it's not chiropractic as the adjustment. It's chiropractic as the philosophy for life.
Yes,
because if you
absolutely.
Understand this above, down, inside out and remove interference, then chiropractic is simply a tool to remove interference in your spine. There's three kinds of subluxation. There is physical, which is your spine. It's a trauma. It's a problem with your physical body. There's emotional, right?
Right.
If you're stressed out or someone tells you you're not good enough or you're never going to make it or you're stupid all the time, that is a subluxation. That is an interference to you expressing your God-given potential. The third is chemical. You cannot put chemicals, toxins, crap in your body and expect your body to heal and function at a higher level than it did before that.
Absolutely. And you guys know that I've taught you this on my Instagram, if you follow me, but it's thoughts, traumas, toxins. The fourth one that I love to teach too is threshold. And that's our ability to actually handle all three of those things. And we all have them, you guys. I mean, we live in a toxic environment. It's not like we can live in a bubble. We all have emotional stress. Some of us, I was a cheerleader for years. I have trauma from falling. You know, and so, but the one thing is why I did chiropractic as my first, like I wanted it to be the very first thing that I talked about when I started this podcast, because it really is the foundation. And it was the foundation that literally took me from being bedridden to literally thinking that I was dying to this man placing his hands on me. And if you guys just go listen to my first episode, but
is this the same guy you made babies with?
No.
Oh, different chiropractor.
No, because we were going through chiropractic school and then this happened to me. And you guys go listen to the story. They thought I had meningitis. Like I literally thought I was dying or I had some chronic disease. We're doing test after test, medication after medication. Sorry about that. I thought that was on silent. Anyway, I was trying even, you know, herbs, homeopathics, everything. And then anyway, long story short, almost 9-pound baby, totally tilted my sacrum and it was causing all sorts of havoc in my body and my body was responding. And you guys, I was considered a really healthy person. Like, you know, I was exercising, I was eating healthy. And so you guys, chiropractic is the foundation because, and I remember this chiropractor, what he told me, he goes, I don't care if you're eating super, super healthy, if you're doing this, if you continue to live the way that you did where your sacrum was, you literally would have just degenerated because your body can't, your spine couldn't have lived like that for very long. You would have manifested other things. And I was already in so much pain. I literally told my husband I wanted to die. That's how much pain that I was in. And anyway, just go listen to the episode. I tell you the whole story. And I feel like chiropractic is the foundation, and it's the foundation of, you know, it's the foundation of life. The foundation
of your spine really is your sacrum as well. And so those of you guys listening or watching that don't know what she means by sacrum.
Oh, sorry.
Your pelvis. So most people call it their hips, but that's actually your iliums. You have two big bones on the sides, and then you have a bone in the middle that's like a triangle. And the triangle in the middle is called your sacrum. And then your lumbar spine begins there, L5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and goes up. And so your whole spine, low back, mid back, neck, is sitting on top of and resting on your sacrum. And then your ilium meets your sacrum, and that's where we get S for sacrum, I for ilium. So that's your SI joint. A lot of you guys have probably heard of your SI joint. That's where that comes from. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with you completely and what your chiropractor said, that the foundation of life is keeping pressure off your nervous system so your body can communicate with itself. But also the foundation of your spine is your sacrum. And yes. So that's why most people that have digestive issues, that have prostate issues, PCOS, all kinds of different things, low back pain, sciatica, most of the time, I'm really focusing on their sacrum when I'm adjusting them. I'm not bouncing all over the place in their low back or their ilium. If I can get your sacrum to move better and both your SI joints are functioning, 90%+ of back pain issues go away. Same with a lot of other symptoms and problems that are associated with that area.
Right. And I mean, it took one adjustment for me to be able to stand again. That's how much. And it was funny because, you know, my husband's in chiropractic school. He's watching this happen and he's like, oh my goodness, I almost instantly was able to sit up, you guys. And I remember his exact words. And I just told him, I was like, you just like healed me. You just made it so, I mean, I had to do a series of things because I was so subluxated. But he corrected me right off the bat. And that's what I love about chiropractic is right when I said that you healed me, he goes, oh, do not give me that credit. He said, I didn't. He said, it was your body. He's like, I just removed that interference so your body could function optimally. That's what I did. And that's what I love. And that's why I wanted to focus so much on chiropractic for the foundation of when I started this podcast, you guys. And, you know, I mean, I think you guys know where to find Dr. Baker. He's an amazing chiropractor. And, you know, you have to find a good chiropractor, right? I think that's important. Just like there's good you know, physical therapists, good this or good, you know, good fitness instructors and bad fitness instructors, right? So I think it's important to find one that isn't treating stuff, that is focuses on philosophy of chiropractic and what it can really do.
Let's do that real quick. And I'm not here to pick on any chiropractors. I will call you out if you're making chiropractic the bzz, bzz thing or like some sort of table. Listen, I understand that there's different modalities and I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but we got to always try to stay true to what chiropractic is and what the profession's been fighting for hundred plus years. But the ways that I would look for a chiropractor, I mean, ideally a chiropractor who is going to move your bones is going to get an X-ray of that. That'd be nice. Yes. Because that would allow them to be very specific, be very detailed. It would allow you as a patient to be able to see your X-rays and know where the problems are at. If they're going to do any structural work, which is the other S, right? So it's subluxation causing pressure on nerves. But also if you have any structural problems, if you've lost the curvature in your neck, you have some abnormal curve in your mid-back or your pelvis is rotated, those are structural things that'll cause pressure on the nervous system too. Another thing that I want to ask is, hey, do you take care of kids? Because
yes.
Because I'm sorry, but if a chiropractor doesn't see any kids and they really are just focused on back pain, then I don't think that they themselves have really grasped onto this amazing philosophy. And so if they're not grasping onto this philosophy, how do I expect them to teach that to me and my family or to be a rock for me and my family when we have a thing like a plandemic or whatever else, right?
Right.
If your chiropractor voluntarily closed during COVID, I would question the philosophy, right?
And I understand exactly.
Maybe they had to. I'm not picking on them. Maybe there was the city literally wouldn't let them practice. But if your chiropractor voluntarily closed because they were afraid of coronavirus, moving on.
Yes.
Next.
Absolutely.
When do you see patients and why do you see them? Oh, well, whenever it hurts, you just come on in. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but here's the thing. If you only get adjusted when it hurts, then you've already let it go far enough that your body's yelling at you. You should be getting adjusted, or you should be getting your spine checked for subluxation before you have symptoms, because that's really the way we know you're actually functioning at a high level and you haven't lost so much function that the alarm and the symptom is going off yelling at you. So listen, there's a lot of different techniques. They taught 16 different techniques at my school. There's a lot of chiropractic techniques. Every one of them work. They all work for different people. Most chiropractors practice a certain technique because that's either A, what they responded to best, or it's B, what their body allows them to do, or they just really fell in love with the philosophy of that technique. Some chiropractors won't touch more than the top two bones in your neck. And I have my, like, well, yeah, but what about... And I have that right, but he or she also has the right to only touch those top two bones, because in their philosophy and their understanding, and I agree with them, those are the two most important areas. Like the very top, think about it. Everything's got to go from here down. If it hits a roadblock at the top, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I don't care how
things aren't going to function.
I don't care what's going on with your sacrum or anything else. If you have a massive amount of pressure on your spinal cord right by your brainstem, good luck.
Yeah.
So I see why they do that and why they focus on those areas.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I feel like, well, especially since I've noticed during this pandemic or whatever, I don't even like to call it a pandemic because I feel like it's just another virus that has come into our microbiome, which always happens, right? We get new viruses and stuff. However, I feel that there is a movement, though, and I don't know if you feel this, too. I know that there are a lot of people that aren't empowered, but I feel like the empowerment level, at least from even doing wellness consults, how I do them, like, people are kind of waking up, too, and they're thinking, like, oh, there's more, or, oh, my body functions a little bit different, or, oh, it's not just about this. And so that's what excites me about chiropractic and actually natural I don't know what you say, like natural living or just this innate intelligence that we have, is that we already like have it within us. And so anyway.
11 years ago when I started practice, we were just kind of coming out of, like, I still had to convince people or show people that taking medication wasn't the answer.
Right. Like, and now people part are like, of, I don't want to because this.
Part, like a big part of my, what we call doctor's report. So in my office, when patients come in, the first visit is examine x-rays. Let's figure out what the heck's going on. Consultation. Second visit is first adjustment. Let me tell you what I found and let's get pressure off your nervous system, see how you respond. The third visit is where I teach you more about chiropractic than you've probably ever even thought about learning and get you to a point where your decision to move forward with care is driven by you, not by me. And
exactly.
In the first part of my, like, for beginning of practice, it was like, I had to, like, 10, 15 minutes of like beating down the medical model and medication, how it doesn't work, it kills people. And I had to pull people so much more out of that model to get them into chiropractic. Now, most of the people that show up in my office are like, hey, I freaking hate drugs. I don't want to take them. I won't take a single drug, but I can't get rid of the symptom. Okay, right. Well, we're already like miles ahead of where we were 10 years ago. And so I'm just saying that to come up to what you're saying. Look, people are waking up.
There's more hope.
People are waking up. I mean, we're out of this, I want drugs for that, right? Those are mostly people in their 60s to 80s because they're just, I mean, they've been brainwashed their entire life. With all due respect, that generation grew up being told.
A pill for an ill.
Right. The doctor, the guy in the white coat is the boss of all. So they're very hard to get through to, but most people have already come out of that. And now they're actually waking up. Vaccines are the best example of this because there's a lot of people that thought vaccines were still safe and effective and they were fine, mainly because they trusted the system. They trusted the model. They trusted the. Mm-hmm. But now that you can't trust anybody that has that's an authority figure, you can't trust Anthony Fauci. You cannot trust the CDC. You cannot trust the FDA. You sure as hell can't trust the administration that's in charge right now. And so now that people are starting to recognize I can't trust them, they're going, wait a second, maybe all the rest of the stuff they've been telling me is bullshit too.
Right, but then it boils down to just what you said, though. What about trusting ourselves and trusting our own body and trusting that we have this innate power to heal? And that's what I think. I think that, if anything, sometimes I get a little too savage, is what I call it, is I just get so... just, I want to, like, shake people or something, you know, and I want to say, like, you have to trust yourself. Trust your own immune system. Like, trust God. Trust this innate immune system that we have. Like, do you...
The difficulty, though, Carrie, is this, that vaccines are a religion. It is the way it is. There is no comment. You can't argue with somebody about their religion. Now, me personally, I'm a non-denominational Christian. I don't believe in religion. I think that it's more about a relationship. But you can't argue with somebody about the religion, because once you start to tell them that their religion isn't right, like, you're hitting something pretty deep. Like, right. It's religion and politics.
The cognitive dissonance, right, happens.
Well, those are the two things that traditionally you cannot call someone out on unless you want to lose a friend or throw down, is right. Religion and politics. But the thing about vaccinations is vaccines are... the culmination of religion and politics. And yes. So when I could almost be, I could be probably be friends with an atheist who is awake and thinking about vaccines and questioning everything. I'd probably rather hang out with you for a couple hours than I would a Christian who's asleep at the wheel that is just shooting aborted fetal tissue into their kids thinking that vaccines save the world and Anthony Fauci's the man. Like, yes. Like, so
there's a disconnect. There's such a disconnect.
And I don't know when you want to wrap up, but I think that what you're getting at is medicine and that industry is not working. We got people out of that, right? Vaccines, getting them out of that.
Right.
But really the Trump card, you can't even say that anymore without gotta make it political. The pinnacle of the understanding is right back to what we've been talking about the whole time, which, if you put your trust more in your body than anything outside of your body, then you start to make decisions differently. And when you make decisions about vaccines and what you eat and everything else differently, you are affecting your children and your grandchildren. And every time that I talk about chiropractic, I'm going to continue to come back to the choice that you make affects your children and your grandchildren. Because if you're sitting out there right now, and if you're watching this video, I'd like you to maybe... fast forward to this part right here and share this part with a friend. Say, hey, fast forward to right here. If you're listening, yes, to this podcast of Carrie's, fast forward to minute 4105. And
okay. I'll remember that in the show notes.
Listen, if you're wearing a mask right now, your kids are going to be sick. If you get this shot, your grandchildren are going to be sick. I'm not even talking about the fact that it's going to change the genetic makeup for generations to come. I'm talking about the fact that you are still stuck. You're still bound. You're still are in a state of fear.
Not trusting.
And I'm not picking on you, but if you're voluntarily wearing a mask, if you're voluntarily going to go out and get the shot, if you're voluntarily not going to see your family because you're afraid of the coronavirus, your children are going to either follow you or think you're crazy, most likely follow you. And so you have now created a generation that lives in fear, and a generation that looks to the government for answers, and a generation that will no longer have a social connection with their peers because of fear. And that alone will make your children sick, and that will transcend into your children. Your children's children are now... I'm more unhealthy because of the choices you are making today, whether that is to wear a mask or refuse, whether that is to get a vaccine or get adjusted, whether that is to eat crap and get in the McDonald's line or go and buy some quality food and cook your children a real meal. The choices you make today affect your grandchildren. So stop being so selfish and thinking it's just about you, with all due respect.
Thank you. I love that. He brought the thunder, didn't he, Dr. Baker? Thank you so much for being on my podcast, you guys. I just want to point out too, this isn't anti-medical. It's not anti. We get that there's emergency and crisis care where it's like, if you break your arm, man, I've had kids shove rocks up their nose where I'm like, I got to go to the emergency room because I can't have that there, right? there's a time and a place for it. And I see the awakening happen. I see that people are coming above that pillar and they're wanting more. And I'm so blessed that Dr. Baker chose to be on my podcast and we were able to speak about chiropractic immune system and all the things. And so with that, I'm just going to wrap it up. And thank you so much, Dr. Baker, for being on here. And you guys, we will see you in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.